Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Last week, we spoke with Sally Pollock about gathering places in several small towns in Vermont that were profiled in a recent story in 7 Days. Today, Melissa Passanen is here to continue that discussion and to delve into the relationship between community building and eateries. Melissa is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Thanks for joining us again today.
Always wonderful to be here, Rick.
Melissa, what role does the local restaurant or cafe play in the vitality of a community?
This was part of a whole issue that 7 Days did on the vitality of rural communities in Vermont. So putting that into perspective, Paula Routley, in her intro to that issue, talked about some work the Preservation Trust of Vermont did in 2007 about what contributes, quote unquote, to a great village. And restaurants, sort of bakery cafe, was high on that list, along with sort of the obvious things, a library, a school, general store. And I talked to a bunch of different sort of experts in both restaurants, eateries, Vermont history, and rural geography. And Cheryl Morse, a University of Vermont professor of geography, talked about how an eatery is a place where neighbors can regularly bump into each other and actually sit down and chat or have a sort of meaningful connection. It's different than when you go to the town hall, where you might bump into a neighbor, but you're not going to sit down and have a cup of coffee or grab a muffin.
Does that role have roots that go back centuries?
So this was something I really learned doing the research on this, and I love this. I kind of nerd out on all this stuff, as you can probably tell. But you think, oh, there have always been these lovely little cafes or diners, you know, in different historical form. But actually, that's not true at all. Because if you think about it, in the olden days, or whatever we want to call them, everybody cooked and ate at home. People didn't have the money to go out to eat. So I talked with Amy Trubeck, who's a cultural anthropologist who has a specialty in both home cooking and in the restaurant world and the culinary profession. And she, you know, said, no, of course, most rural communities in America wouldn't have had restaurants for locals. They would have been for travelers because there was no tradition of eating out. And Jill Mudgett, a historian who specializes in 19th and 20th Vermont history, said basically, you know, reiterated that and said the only other sort of demographic who would have eaten out regularly were single men who lived alone and rented rooms. Kind of an aside that didn't make it into the story. Women wouldn't have eaten out alone, of course, because that was not acceptable. They would have lived in boarding houses where they would have eaten with other single women. And all of them did note that, of course, Vermonters did congregate over food, but those would be over like annual seasonal events like chicken pie suppers or, you know, ice cream socials. And although those do exist a little bit at this time in history, nowadays those aren't really the kind of occasion to connect with your neighbors on a regular basis.
Well, what caused that switch from being geared toward travelers to a local focus?
So really, if listeners are familiar with sort of the history of American social movement, you know, after World War II, that was the rise of the middle class. So more people were able to dine out more. More people traveled within the country. And then obviously the number of women working outside the home contributed to, oh my gosh, it's Friday night, mom needs a break. I don't mean to be stereotypical, but that was what was happening in the middle of the 1900s. So all of that contributed to more people eating out more often.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri, and with me today is freelance food writer and 7 Days contributor Melissa Passanen. We're discussing Vermont's rural communities and how they connect around food. Melissa, you visited Shoreham for this story. What did you find there?
So I had been previously to the Shoreham Inn, which is a historic white clapboard-sided building that has been an inn and was one of those types of dining destinations back when it was really just catering to travelers. Was built in the late 1700s. The most recent stage of this historic building and business was started in about 2003 when Molly and Dominic Francis bought it and started a country-style pub. It hadn't been serving regular meals before that. And now it has new owners, Andrew and Elizabeth Doan. They continue to take very seriously being there for the community. And Judy Stevens said that over the years, the restaurant has really served as a community hub and that it's hosted a lot of town fundraisers, special events, and then just regular meetups. Like she said, there are people who play tennis on the town courts and they'll come over every week after they've played, obviously not in the winter. And then others will gather over their rug hooking or, you know, have a regular book club meeting there. So she just said it's really done a lot to provide somewhere the community can come in a very small town of about 1,200.
With that in mind, it seems like every small town would want a cafe or restaurant, but they can be challenging to support.
The Shoreham Inn manages to make it work because they have a really good seasonal tourism business. A lot of cycling groups come through, so they can balance both of those demographics. But as Amy Trubeck, one of the professors at UVM, said to me, you know, it can be really hard to make money at that scale. You kind of have to put a value on the community service that those places are providing. And Cheryl Moore said they have to really appeal to everyone. And some towns just don't have the capacity to support that, she noted, and have to make do with a general store. And Cheryl mentioned that there is kind of this new hybrid model where a general store might be paired up in the same building with something that's more of an eatery, like the Parker Pie at the Lake Parker Country Store in West Glover, or in Cabot, Harry's Hardware with the Den and also Sarah's Country Diner that's in the back there. So people get really creative to make it work, but it is tough.
And this is not a Vermont issue, right?
No. So I knew it was an issue more broadly in rural America. And I actually interviewed a guy, Tim Marama, who is the editor of a publication called The Daily Yonder that deals with all things rural. And he said, you know, over the last 20 years in rural America, the institution of the eatery has really been challenged. And in not so much in Vermont, but in other areas, the chains are coming in, the McDonald's, the KFCs. Although we do have what I call the Uber gas station snack bar and sandwich place that's really popping up in some rural areas. And Cheryl Morse noted that too. And Marama had a really good point that, you know, it's really easy to get romantic and think, oh, it's so sad, these places are dying. But his point is, you know, McDonald's may not preserve rural food traditions or regional food traditions, but it still provides a place for people to sit down and have a cup of coffee. So we need to think about that.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.